Hello, it's Tuesday, June the 8th, and we are in chapter 31 of Isaiah. There's a subtitle, it's not part of the Bible, and the subtitle says, Woe to those who go down to Egypt. And we were talking about it yesterday, an alliance, a covenant that Jerusalem made with Egypt to protect them, the picture of a caravan of camels and donkeys and beasts of burden taking money and treasure to Egypt to buy their protection. It would all come to nothing as the Assyrians quickly conquered Egypt in the at the end of the 8th century BC. And here, where are you going? And the answer in chapter 31 is Egypt. They're going to Egypt as a military resource. They're going to Pharaoh, and it's all madness. It's all sheer stupidity. And you can read verse 1, they've abandoned faith. Verse 2, they've overlooked truth. 3, they have failed in common sense. The Egyptians are man and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and they will all perish together. And it's a summons in the center of chapter 31. There's a summons to repent, to come back to God, to turn from their idolatry and sin. And then in the opening verses of chapter 32, he foresees a coming wonder. A king will reign in righteousness, the Davidic king, great David's greater son. And it's once again the new kingdom and the new king, and it's a glimpse, a far-off glimpse from 700 years in the past of the coming of Jesus, the righteous branch, the king that God has promised. The madness of the Egyptian alliance, the need to repent, the coming king who is their savior and our savior. Well, that's chapter 31 and the beginning of chapter 32. We'll continue tomorrow looking at the second half of chapter 32. Have a wonderful day.